Whoa.
Okay, so you want to talk about AI making headlines? This OpenAI news, this is huge EE. We are diving deep on this one.
Yeah, this is not your average tech news day. It's big, even for the AI world, which, let's be real, is saying something.
Right, like we've been covering AI for a while now and things move fast, but this OpenAI story, this has really grabbed everyone's attention.
For good reason.
Exactly. So OpenAI, for anyone who somehow missed it, they're the folks behind ChatGPT.
Which pretty much turned the tech world upside down last year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, this isn't just about chatbots anymore. OpenAI is talking about like advanced intelligence as a widely accessible resource, and that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah, that's not just a catchy tagline. That's a
Yeah.
mission statement. And
Right.
with the amount of money they just raked in, they're clearly serious about it.
Okay, so let's talk numbers because that's what initially blew my mind. OpenAI just secured how much in funding? It was something insane.
$6.6 billion with a B.
$6.6 billion. That's
Yeah.
real Silicon Valley money right there.
It puts their valuation, get this, at $157 billion.
Hold on, I need to let that sink in for a sec. $157 billion. To put that into perspective, they were valued at $80 billion earlier this year.
Yeah, so in a few months, they more than doubled in value.
That's unheard of. Even in the tech world where things move fast, that's lightning in a bottle.
It tells you just how much faith these investors have in OpenAI's potential. We're not just talking about a successful app here. We're talking about a company that could fundamentally change how we live and work.
So it's not just about the money itself, right? It's what that money represents, a seismic shift in the tech landscape. And we are here to break it all down.
Now, when we talk about this level of investment, we're talking about the world of private investment, which is a whole other ballgame than when companies go public, like, going on the stock market.
Could you explain that a little? Because
Yeah.
I think it's easy to get lost in the jargon.
Absolutely. Imagine a company like OpenAI as a promising but still developing racehorse. Private investors are essentially putting their money on that horse, hoping it wins big in the long run. They're providing huge sums of cash up front, in this case, $6.6 billion worth, with the expectation that they'll see even bigger returns down the line if OpenAI lives up to its potential. That's venture capital, in a nutshell, high-stakes bets on companies that could redefine the future.
Okay, so you're telling me these investors just dumped $6.6 billion on OpenAI's doorstep. Like it's
Yeah,
nothing.
pretty much. But here's the catch. Building the future ain't cheap. Developing and running these AI systems, it's a cash-burning machine.
Yeah, no kidding. One of the articles we've got says just keeping ChatGPT up and running costs an insane amount of money, like daily.
Try somewhere between $600,000 and $700,000 per day.
Per day. I mean, I know server farms use a ton of electricity, but come on, what makes it so expensive?
It's not just the electricity, it's the sheer scale of the operation. Think about it. We're talking about massive data centers filled with specialized hardware running 24/7, and then there's the team of engineers and researchers constantly monitoring and optimizing everything. These aren't your average IT guys either. We're talking top talent in one of the most competitive fields out there.
So, like, they're paying these guys top dollar.
You bet. And it's not just salaries either. There's the cost of research and development, acquiring even more data to train these models. It's a constant arms race to stay ahead of the curve.
And I'm guessing training these AI models, that's not exactly cheap either.
No, sir. Training GPT-4, their latest language model, that reportedly cost them over $100 million.
$100 million just to train it.
Just for one round of training, mind you. And these models require constant retraining as they evolve and learn from new data. It's a never-ending cycle of optimization.
So where does all this money come in? I mean, what are they actually spending it on?
Well, for starters, OpenAI has its sights set on some pretty ambitious projects, one of the big ones, developing cutting-edge video models.
Video models. So AI that can not only understand and generate text, but also create and edit videos.
Exactly. Think AI-generated movies, personalized educational content, even immersive virtual worlds that respond to your every move.
Okay, now that's both incredibly cool and slightly terrifying.
Yeah.
What else are they pouring money into?
Remember those massive data centers we talked about? They're investing heavily in expanding their infrastructure. More servers, more processing power, more capacity to handle the ever-increasing demands of these AI
It
systems.
sounds like they're locked in a never-ending race to build the biggest, baddest AI out there.
In a way, they are. And they're not alone. We're seeing massive investments in other AI companies too, like Anthropic and xAI. This isn't just about building cool tech anymore. This is about establishing dominance in a field that could reshape the world as we know it.
So we're talking video AI, massive server farms. It's a lot to wrap your head around. But I
Yeah.
think the biggest question on everyone's mind is, What does this actually mean for the average person?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? It's easy to get caught up in the tech jargon and the funding figures, but at the end of the day, this is about how AI is going to change our lives. And OpenAI has been pretty upfront about their goal. They want to make advanced intelligence a widely accessible resource.
Yeah, that phrase has been sticking with me. Widely accessible AI. It sounds, I don't know, almost utopian, but also kind of spooky at the same time.
I get it. It's like we're on the verge of something incredibly powerful, but also potentially dangerous, like handing everyone on the planet a magic wand without knowing if they'll use it for good or evil.
Exactly. So what could this actually look like? I mean, in concrete terms, how could widely accessible AI change our day-to-day lives?
Imagine a world where anyone, regardless of their background or income, can access AI tools that enhance their creativity, help them solve complex problems, personalize their education. We can be talking about AI partners in scientific discovery, AI-powered solutions for climate change, even AI democratizing access to healthcare and legal services.
Okay, now that sounds pretty utopian, but there's got to be a flip side, right?
Yeah.
What are the potential downsides, the risks that come with this level of AI proliferation?
That's the million-dollar question, and frankly, one that keeps ethicists and policymakers up at night. One major concern is job displacement as AI becomes more sophisticated and capable of automating tasks previously done by humans.
Yeah, that's when everyone's worried about robots taking our jobs.
And it's not just about blue-collar jobs either. We're seeing AI make inroads into fields like law, medicine, even creative industries.
So what do we do? How do we prepare for a future where AI is everywhere, ubiquitous, and potentially very disruptive?
That's the challenge, isn't it? There's no easy answer. But I think a good starting point is education. We need to make sure people understand how AI works, its potential benefits and risks, and equip them with the skills they need to thrive in an AI-driven world.
So it's not just about teaching people to code. It's about fostering critical thinking, problem-solving adaptability.
Exactly. Those are the skills that will be in high demand as AI continues to reshape the employment landscape. And it's not just about individuals. Governments and institutions also have a crucial role to play in establishing ethical guidelines for AI development and use, ensuring that this technology benefits all of humanity, not just a select few.
It's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
But I think that's the point of these deep dives, isn't it? To grapple with these complex questions, to explore the uncharted waters of technological innovation, and to hopefully emerge a little bit wiser, a little bit more prepared for whatever the future holds.
Absolutely. And one thing's for sure, it's going to be an interesting ride.
That's an understatement if I've ever heard one. Well, on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the implications of widely accessible AI. Until next time, keep those thinking caps strapped on because the future is coming whether we're ready for it or not.